This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about racing thoughts. What does the future hold? I think many of us feel as though we want to know what the new year has in store. And the other night, from personal experience, I lay in bed unable to sleep. And I rarely have that issue. I do a lot of working out. I really take care of mental stimulation during the day. I physically work out at the gym, you know, in the mornings, and I try to do that every day if possible. And so I usually don't have trouble sleeping, but you know what? I did the other night. And I slept for about 45 minutes, and I woke up. It was probably about 1:30 in the morning. And I'm looking up at the ceiling, and for the first time in a long time, I'm beginning to have some racing thoughts. And these thoughts were, well, they were quite racing, and there was several of them from all different dynamics in my life, from everything from maintenance and repairs needed on AC units or, you know, a possible toilet overflow at the office. Whether it was that or thinking about how I haven't traveled enough. And how I worried, will I ever be able to travel to the places I want to travel to? Because there's some places I've wanted to go since I was five that I still haven't gotten to go to yet. I started having images of you know, missing out or, you know, feeling regret because I didn't do something or didn't get to live this or didn't get to do that because I was too busy at work or doing this or doing that. And it got wild. It got stressful. There's a little bit of anxiety. It almost felt as though I couldn't breathe deep enough. I look over, sit up. I see Greg sleeping, Buddy sleeping, and I just said, you know, I'm going to go into the kitchen. I'm going to get some water. And I went in the kitchen, and I'm getting some water, and I'm standing there, and I'm drinking the water, and my thoughts keep on racing. And I can't tell you the last time this has ever happened. I don't even know if it's ever really happened ever at this magnitude in my entire life. And all these different thoughts floating in, none of them very positive. All of them, you know, like, I needed to do something yesterday or something happening to me, you know, some bad thing happening to an innocent person kind of stuff over and over and over and over again. And I finally was like, okay, hold it. Wait. And I sat down and I took some deep breaths and I refocused. And I realized that this is coming to me because we have a new chapter coming up, many of us, all of us do, and, you know, you wonder what's going to happen next. And I think that for many of us that find, I guess we find that purpose, we find that direction, but we find the ability to be patient. Sometimes being patient for so long, without really thinking about it, like those little thoughts can creep up in your mind and it can really, you know, ransack your brain. It can make you freak out. And that's what really happened. And so tonight I want to talk about if you're having these racing thoughts and you're having this stuff going on in your life, let's bring it down. Let's figure out exactly where these thoughts are coming from, what's going on, how to slow down these thoughts, and a little bit of why they're happening. And once we expose this for what it is, I think we can really come to terms with a lot of things in our lives. We can become more patient. We can be happier, healthier, and actually see the fruits of our labor instead of waking up in the middle of the night, barely breathing and sweating from the possibility of regret and things happening to us. So the first thing I want to talk about is our goals. I think at any time in life, we must be cognitive of the goals that we have in our life. What are the goals that we have in our life? What are the things that we need to achieve? What is the most important thing that we need to do? And so I think one of the big racing thoughts that many of us have are the things that we need to do, the stuff we need to accomplish, the things we need to get to in life, the stuff that really matters, the marrow of it really. And I think a lot of times we keep all that stuff in our head. We keep all that stuff in our head, unable to really process it because we haven't really truly written it down. Not only have we not written it down, we haven't prioritized them at all either. We can have a lot of goals in life, but we really need to prioritize those goals to try to figure out what needs to be done first, second, third, and on and on. And that's the thing, is that I feel that when we write down our goals and say, okay, hey, what is it that I really want to do? What are the things that I really want to accomplish in this lifetime? What do I have to accomplish in this lifetime because I believe in it with so certainty? And what are some things that I've been allowing in my space to get in the way and to suck the time out of the goals that I really need to achieve? And, you know, I took a lot of soul searching. I took a lot of time to soul search. I do it on a daily basis. And as you soul search and figure out exactly what you need to be doing, it really puts things into perspective. Okay, we were able to put things into perspective. We're able to categorize what's most important, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. What do we not have to achieve? What do we have to achieve? And what can we do easier and more quickly? And what's going to take a lot more time and a lot more things to set up and take care of? And that's what we want to talk about right now. So first off is writing down those goals that you want to achieve, okay? You know, from my personal life, The Celebrity Perspective Season 1 is now on Amazon Prime as an original series. If you haven't gone on to Amazon Prime, just go to Amazon.com and in the search bar, put The Celebrity Perspective. Click enter and you'll find it. Love to hear what you think about it. Well, I got to go into pre-production for Season 2 for that show. That's one thing. That's very important. I want to continue my private practice, seeing clients and seeing new clients, and so that's definitely a big deal. I'm going to continue to work because we have I have a video production arm of my company that I actually produce videos for companies and people who want to get the word out, want to share their vision, and want people that are watching the videos to really get to know them or why they created the product or why they have these services, whatever. Video is the wave of the future. And I got other things I got to do too. And so there's a lot of goals that I've written out, and they all have to be prioritized. And what I found the other night when I was having these racing thoughts is that I realized that I hadn't honestly written down a complete roadmap. Okay. And what was happening is all the stuff was going into my mind all at one time. And I think that this happens to a lot of us. I think that this happens to a lot of us. And I also think a lot of times, too, I don't know about you, but when I'm looking at social media and I'm seeing a lot of things happening for people and I'm seeing some people go through some really, really, really tough, terrible times. You know, at that time in their life, it's some really rough stuff. And I pray about it and I'll send messages to them and I'll say private prayers about it. And at the same time, though, I know that they're going through some stress and some sadness and all that stuff. And then I start feeling, oh, God, I'm lucky right now. Am I going to go through all that here soon? And I think we begin to question. And so that's the next thing I want to talk about is the concept of seeing the stress that people are going through and kind of taking that upon ourselves. I mean, think about it. I've had some friends recently go through some really tough times. A good friend of mine, her son was in an accident and had a brain trauma. And that is overwhelming. And my mom had a brain accident. She fell one time and really hurt herself. And I'm so glad she's okay and she's alive and she's with us and she can think and she can speak. But it's very traumatic. And so I started thinking about that stuff. I started going there and thinking about when I was in the ICU with my mom for 10 days and not knowing what was going to happen. Is she going to be okay? Would she be all right? Not knowing any of that. And I feel for this friend of mine. And that she'd already had stuff happen to her just a few days before. And that started going through my head. Okay. And, you know, and then you start thinking, well, you know, okay, I'm living right. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm making sure I'm doing the right thing by everybody. But you know what? She's living right too. And then you start thinking, okay, you know, I better be happy. I better be glad. I better be praying and thankful and gracious for the opportunities that I'm having where it's, yes, there's a lot of stress on my plate, but I feel like other people are having a lot more than I am. And I think a lot of us who are empaths go through this situation because we're empathic. We feel we are driven by caring about others. And I think this can impact us also with those swirling thoughts and those racing thoughts. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about goals, about those racing thoughts, about experiences over things and taking advantage of opportunities and a few other things to limit those racing thoughts, put our life in perspective, start a new chapter, and be happy with where we are. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm talking about racing thoughts, wondering what the future holds for us. You know, around this time, when we're about to hit a new chapter, a new year, we have these thoughts and wondering, what does the future hold for us? And the other night, like I was saying, I was having these racing thoughts. I couldn't sleep, and I kind of got out of a real simple sleep. And I was looking at the ceiling, and all I could think about was what the future holds, the goals, what I need to be doing. You know, good stuff, bad stuff happening, bad stuff happening to good people. Being empathic about what friends were going through. I was thinking all this stuff all at one time, and I was like, whoa. And, you know, I've worked to slow down the thoughts, and I've come up with an actual system that does that. And so I use that system as I created it years ago, and I was slowing down those racing thoughts. And I got them to stop, but it was probably the worst I've ever really experienced it. It was like an onslaught. It was like there wasn't one quarter of a second without a new stressful, anxiety-ridden thought that came into my mind. And, you know, right before the break, I was talking about goals and writing those goals down and putting them in the order of importance and sticking to them. And that is so vitally important. And you got to do that because, you know what, we don't want time to fly by without achieving the goals we wanted to achieve. The last thing we want to do is have sadness and just be sad about not achieving stuff. We don't want to have that regret. Life is too short to have regret. I don't want it. And I've already had just a little bit of it, but it hasn't been that bad. But I don't want to experience real, true regret. You know? And that was one of the things I was really popping in. I mean, it was extreme. But before I really go into that, I want to finish up about talking about being empathic. You know, a lot of us, we have a lot of friends. We care for a lot of people. And it's interesting how certain times of the year, I think it really is all the way through the year, you see people that are going through a lot of tragedy. You know, kids being in the hospital and head traumas and, you know, losing a loved one and the death of a loved one or cancer or heart disease or whatever. I mean, you know, extreme situation where a child is kidnapped or missing or whatever, all that kind of stuff. And you feel for these people. You really, really feel for them. And you say prayers and you care and you reach out and you do all that stuff. And then as an empath, you know, you care about them, but then you begin to think, oh, my God, you know, when is the other shoe going to fall? When is this going to happen to me, too? What do I have to expect? What's going to happen on the other side of this? What do I need to know? And I believe that we begin to live in fear. In fear of what's happening, in fear of what the future might hold, in fear of what's coming next, in fear of will this happen to me? And I know that that might sound, well, it sounds odd, Ashley, but you know it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, you can come up on the highway and see an accident, and you see the ambulances, and you see the fire trucks, and my first thought always is, my God, I hope those people are okay. Okay? I hope to God these people are alive. Okay? And that's what goes through my mind each time I see that. The next thing is, my God, what would happen if that was my husband, or my mom, or my dad, or my best friend, or whatever, or a client? You know, whatever. It's just really, wow. And then you start thinking that way. And then you go into the morbid. What if it's you? And have you done everything that you need to do? Have you created the goals? And have you done the life and created the life that you desire? And have you done it? And you begin to question. You begin to think about this. And that was part of those racing thoughts is, oh, my God. If that happened, I mean, I still haven't done X, Y, Z. I still haven't done this or that. And that's part of those thoughts. You begin to position yourself and think about what happens if XYZ happened and I wasn't able to attain said goal or belief or desire. And, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm different than other people, but I have deep, solid beliefs on what I'm going to achieve and what I want to achieve and my beliefs in that. And I gotta do it. And I get it. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But, man, I really want the chance to do it. And I feel that it is my duty to do certain things. I feel that I have made a contract and an agreement with God that I got to fulfill a contract because I got to do things because it matters to me. And so then you begin to think about regret and wasting of time. The wasting of time. And I like to title this concept, the doing instead of regret. I'd rather do stuff than regret it. I'd rather do everything I can than regret the missed opportunity, the loss of time, the misdirection, the avoidance, being scared. What happens if this doesn't happen? What happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? All that stuff, instead of going through that in my mind, rattling it, I'd rather just focus on doing. And I've realized that a lot of times we can have this broken record, negative thought process when we feel that we are wasting our time. When we feel that things aren't really happening. When we feel that we need to do other things that don't seem to facilitate where we need to be in our life. And I think we got to really focus every bit of our energy to know what to do. And I recently started thinking about focusing that energy and what to do to how to focus that energy and what I need to be doing every day. And I realized there are certain things that I can eliminate from my daily life that do not benefit me. They just don't. And I'm sure there's some things in your life that don't benefit you either. Well, maybe they do to some degree, but do they really benefit you? Or are they really just getting in the way of your life? Are they getting in the way of your successes? Are they getting in the way of you spending time on those first tier goals that you want to achieve so badly? And, you know, I think a journal is very helpful. When you journal stuff, when you write stuff down and you focus your energy, it can be very helpful to attaining your goals and your desires in life. And it can put in perspective what's been going on, why you haven't attained certain things, why certain things kind of fell by the wayside, so on and so forth. And it can really produce a perspective for you that gives you a bird's eye view. And so I ask you to begin to employ a new thought process of doing instead of regret, to realize that, you know, life is about creating. It's about doing. It's about making things. It's about learning. It's about education. It's all that stuff combined. And I found that when we begin to employ that process all the time, knowing how important it is, we begin to create more. We begin to be more dynamic. We have a deeper thought process. We have a deeper soul process. We believe in the process. We're holding ourselves accountable to creating things. And that's what we as humans do. We create, we make, we learn all of this by design, by being mindful, by being in the moment. And that being in the moment is what really allows us to create and to do things that we would normally maybe overlook, miss out on, and later on think about why and how sad we are about missing out on it. You know, a good example is that, you know, a lot, I haven't taken a vacation in forever, but, you know, I remember taking vacations where you jump right in, you know, like you take a road trip and you jump right in and you do whatever you want to do, or you fly somewhere and you were like right in it. You were learning, you were part of it, you're running around, you're learning about this, you're checking out the history, you're doing this, you're doing that, all that stuff. And you're really getting in the mix of it right the second you get there, okay? It's not very much different from life in general, right? You know, when we're living, we need to get in the mix of it. Every single day needs to be like, let's go, come on, we can do this, you know? But a lot of times, what? We find the fault in the day. We find the issues. We get a little set back. We get a little overwhelmed. We our thoughts are just colliding. We got racing thoughts. We don't know where to begin. We feel overwhelmed. And what happens? We miss out. And it's not until we kind of get a hold of everything that we realize, man, I just wasted XYZ amount of time. It's like going on that vacation and not coming out of the hotel room for 3 days, just sitting there. I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I've never even been here. There's like 350 things we have to see, and we only have 3 more days now because I wasted the first 48 hours just doing nothing. But how many times in your own daily life do you waste that time and not even realize it? And so if you start journaling and identifying where you're spending your time and what you're doing, I think you can go back and really analyze things, not only to help you create more time, but to also understand what you really accomplished. A lot of times we don't even realize all the amazing stuff we accomplished because we didn't write it down. We forget about it. And it's not until years later that we go, wow, I forgot about that. Man, I forgot about doing that. I forgot about, you know, I forgot about running that marathon, or I forgot about, you know, biking that 100 miles or whatever it is. And that's a milestone and should be remembered. Stay tuned. When I come back, I'll be talking more about regret, how to overcome that, and how to take advantage of opportunities. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I've been talking about what the future holds tonight. I've been talking about racing thoughts, anxiety, feeling overwhelmed, how to put things in perspective. And I know a lot of us have a lot of goals that we want to attain, and I talked about that earlier, about how to really write that down and journal that out to know exactly what you need to be doing, what's most important, and where you should be spending your time based on where you want to spend your time at. I discussed doing instead of regret. That's a big deal, actually doing things instead of later on regretting the fact that you didn't do it. Instead of having all this wasting time on all this stuff, instead of that, to actually do things. You know, I also talked about the fact that we are empathic and we care, and a lot of times when we see people going through pain and suffering, that can also create stress in our day-to-day life. And that's not a bad thing to care about other people, don't get me wrong. It's just we see our life and we go, you know what, this could be happening to me too. And it's not a selfish thought, it's a fact. You know, it's a thought that, you know what, I should cherish the time when these types of things aren't happening to me in my life. And, you know, a good example is you think about, you know, the health of your family. And if your family's been very healthy and you've been doing very well, and I'm not talking about like a cold or a flu, but I'm talking about, you know, just healthy, like no cancer, no heart disease, no death. And you see people around you all going through these things with heart disease and cancer and dying and chemo. And you go, oh, my God, and it's being thankful for not going through that, to not be in that process, but also caring about those other people and putting this all in perspective and putting yourself out there to help other people, but yet being happy and being thoughtful about realizing that you could go through this at any time, but you're not. And those thoughts that I were having that were racing, it was all this dichotomy of thought and emotion and anxiety and caring for others and feeling bad for others and kind of then feeling bad about feeling good that I'm not in the situation. You see what I'm saying? As an empath, we feel bad about that type of stuff. You know, we care about other people. We want other people to be happy and healthy and to have a great life. And it matters. It really matters to us. It matters. And that's something that needs to be taken into consideration. Next, I want to talk about experiences over things. I think a lot of times we get into the belief that the more things we have, the better our life is. The more things we collect, the better our life is. And is that really the truth? No. It's the experience that we have. It's the experiences that we have. It's the experiences that we have in life. I mean, when my thoughts were racing the other night, not one time did I think in my head, oh, I don't have enough cars. I have one car. At no time did I think, oh, I should have had a better car or a better house. None of that ever came to pass. But the thoughts that I was thinking about was going to certain places and checking them out and being adventurous. You know, having an adventurous life, seeing Alaska. I've always wanted to go to Alaska. I've always wanted to go to Australia, and missing out on that. And I think that's some things that we have to think about is experiences over things and focusing our value system and realizing, are our values correct or are they out of whack, okay? Not one time did I think, man, I don't wear a watch and I'm regretful because I didn't have a nice watch to wear. At no time did I ever once think of that. Not one time, okay? And I think that's really to be thought about. You know, I remember there was a story, a gentleman was on his deathbed, and they were talking. They said not one time when he was talking about what he'll miss did he ask for his car keys to his Maserati or his Ferrari. Not once did he even think about that. I mean, sure, I love a good car, but not over experiences of life, not over the memories that make life so amazing. And we need to write down those things. What are those experiences that you want to experience? What are things that you want to do in this lifetime? No question. That you want to achieve? No question. The things that you've always wanted to. What are some of those things that you've always wanted to? Like as a kid, I've always wanted to go to Alaska. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand. I've always wanted to go to Antarctica. I mean, seriously, I've always wanted to go to these places. Since I was a little kid. You know, when I was looking at the globe, I had a globe in my bedroom, by the way. I had a globe, and it had a little stand, and I think my parents got it at Sears. Yeah, like the Sears catalog. I think I got it for Christmas one year. And I would spin it around, and I'd close my eyes, and I'd spin it around, and I'd put my finger out, and I would stop the globe with my finger, and whatever was underneath my finger, I wanted to go to. Now, most of the time, it was a body of water, right? I wanted to go to the middle of the Indian Ocean. Yeah, now, but sometimes you landed on something special. Sometimes you landed on an actual landmass that you could actually go to. And yes, I agree, the water is special too, but you know, you gotta work to go to those exact, you know, longitudinal coordinates to get to that exact space. But what I'm saying here is that there were places I've been wanting to go since I was a child, and I want to experience those things. And those things need to be on a list of things that you want to do. And the reason why I say this is not just so you remember what you want to do. I mean, most of us remember what we want to do, right? But do we focus our energy into being aware of when opportunities come to provide us with experiencing that opportunity? Interesting, Ashley. Very, very interesting. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you're in a conversation with somebody, and they're talking about something, and it totally goes over your head that they're talking about, hey, I got a conference I'm doing in Alaska, and, you know, and they're just talking about it, and you're not thinking about, oh, you know what, you might be able to get in on that. You might be able to help out and give of your time and talent and make it happen and not have to, like, pay for your lodging. But you're not thinking about that. You're just thinking about, okay, they're talking about a conference. That's great. It doesn't hit you until you get home and you go, oh, my God. Might not even hit you then. It might not hit you until you see the pictures on Facebook and you go, oh, crap. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not on the forefront of our mind. Because it's not the things that we're thinking about immediately. They become backseat dreams, backseat thoughts. And these backseat dreams gotta take the front seat. They gotta get in the driver's seat. You've got to live accordingly to these dreams and create them, because when we have backseat dreams, they become regret. They become regret. And that's not fun. I don't like regret. I don't know if you've experienced regret in your life. I have a little bit, and the little bit that I have, don't like very much. Okay, I don't want two scoops of regret, you know, in a waffle cone. Just don't want it. Doesn't seem necessary to me. I don't want that. So what do you do to not take those two scoops of regret? You got to live life to the fullest. You got to do what you can. And I know that we can't always just go crazy. We got jobs we got to work. We got things we got to do. We have to do things in life. And I think that, to me, yes, we have to stick with a schedule. We have to coordinate. We have to do things. We have to override things. We have to go to bed early sometimes, you know, to make sure we're at work on time, that we make our meetings, that we take care of our responsibilities, that we actually step up to the plate and do what we need to do. And so that takes, well, being responsible, right? And I get that, and I understand that. So how do we do all of it? How do we live the life we need to live, put our dreams up front to figure those out, take care of all our responsibilities all the time, show up and be present to everywhere we need to go, do the right thing, and live with no regret. How do we do that? And it can be hard to even grasp to feel like, how do I do all this? How do I do all this stuff and still live a life that I dreamed of and attain the goals and desires of my life and all that great stuff? How do I do that and make a life worth living and pay my bills and pay my taxes and pick up the kids and clean the house? How do I do all that, okay, and make this other stuff happen? And yeah, I'll be honest with you straight up, this isn't easy. But I believe that when we eliminate certain things from our life, we take over some of the time in our life, and we have to also let go of the things that aren't really what we got to achieve. I think there's certain things that we're holding on to that we think we have to achieve based on societal acceptance or values or the way that most people feel or think or how they value stuff, not necessarily what we value, not necessarily what matters most to us. And I think that you have to be honest with yourself and say what and ask what matters most to me and what are the things that, well, they don't really matter that much to me. And I have to allow that and accept that and know that it matters to other people, but it's not the opportunity that matters most to me. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Don't miss The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. The Celebrity Perspective. Watch my latest TV show, The Celebrity Perspective, and check out the awesome interviews with awesome celebrities talking about real life stuff. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about racing thoughts and wondering what the future will hold for us. What's going to happen in the future? What will our life look like in so many days and so many weeks and so many years? And what's going to happen to us? Are we going to achieve our goals? Will we live with regret? Will we not live with regret? Will we think about the wasted time? Will we choose experiences over things, right? And so now I want to ask you, are you ready to take advantage of your opportunities in life? You know, I find that regret comes when we don't realize that something is an actual opportunity, or that when we fall short of achieving it, or when we don't actually accept the challenge, we let it go past us, and then we miss out on something, and then we go, oh my God, I could have taken advantage of that. That's something I wanted to do, but I let it go by the wayside. I literally let that go away from me. I didn't accept that challenge, and now I feel regret about it. Now I feel like I lost out. I feel like I was kind of, well, sold a bill of goods. And that's what happens when we don't take advantage of opportunities. And I've had opportunities come to me that I haven't taken advantage of, and later on I go, my gosh, I can't believe I let that go. I can't believe that I let that go past me. I can't believe that I didn't take that opportunity and run with it. And it happens to the best of us. I mean, you don't want to get bogged down in that, but at the same time, you want to be able to see an opportunity for an opportunity, no matter how it looks, and decide which opportunities will you run with. What are the things in life that matters most? And seize the day. And when we figure that stuff out and we jump on it and we figure it out and we do it, we feel good about ourselves. We feel that we've done the right thing. We also feel as though, you know what, we're on top of things. We're being mindful. We're hearing things. We're aware of things. We are listening more intently with real fortitude and thought and consciously aware of what we want in our life and what we want to achieve. And that matters. That's some amazing stuff. When we start living that way and learning that way and being that way, our entire life becomes an opportunity. We begin to see things coming at us really quickly that aren't opportunities that we can easily just, well, sidestep or say thank you, but no thank you. And we're able to accept the opportunities and say yes and know what we're actually getting into. And that's all about timing. It's about being mindful. It's about knowing what's most important to you. It's about taking into consideration your goals, understanding where you want to be at, journaling every day, understanding what matters most to you, not what matters most to everybody else. Okay? A good example is you might not want to have children. Not because you don't like children, but maybe that doesn't matter most to you. But I know that for our society, the majority of our society believes, whether they believe it for themselves or because of the groupthink, having children matters most to them. So that's their end all be all. They're going to have children no matter what it takes, no matter if it takes several tries, several miscarriages, whether it takes, actually going to a doctor and facilitating and working on actually going through the process to get pregnant, adoption, whatever. And I respect that. But for some of you out there, you say, that's not my main goal in life. But you might get held down by that type of stuff. That might be holding you back. You might be like really kind of missing what's most important in your life because you feel like you've got to get on that baby train. You feel like, okay, well, everybody else around me is having children. And, another good example is that everybody, around you is getting married and you're not really feeling it right this second. You're starting to worry a little bit because everybody you know is married. You've been the bridesmaid or you've been a groomsman for I don't know how many marriages, how many weddings, and you're like, oh my God, something's wrong with me. Is it really something wrong with you? Or are your goals and dreams and aspirations at this moment different from the majority, the consensus of the society? And you got to be honest with yourself on that. You got to be honest. And when you become honest with yourself on that, and you put it in perspective and you say, I love all my married friends or I love all my friends with kids. And I respect that. But that's not for me right now. That might not ever be for me. And I'm okay with that because I know what matters to me. And I want to achieve these things before I leave this planet. Okay. And I think that when we put that into perspective, all of a sudden life gets a lot easier. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, think about some of the stuff right now that you don't really want to do, but you think about it because everybody around you is doing it. How much of that time thinking about that stuff does it take up in your mind? How much mind share do you have, that you're saving or taking away when it comes to things that don't really matter to you? Okay. Because we're trying to fit in and we're trying to do this or we feel that there must be something wrong with us because we don't feel the desire and need to do XYZ right now. And I think that when we peel back those onions and realize this isn't for everybody and I can make my own choices, all of a sudden our life gets really cool. Because we start focusing on solely on what we actually want, not based on what everybody's doing around us, but based on how we truly feel inside. And that's what changes the entire dynamic. Another thing that we want to do to slow down these racing thoughts, to be on point, to know that we can let go of regret, is to limit your time with people that bring you down. To limit the time you spend with people who talk a big game. I mean, I'm cool with talking about stuff, but eventually I look at some people and I love them with all my heart, but all they do is talk about things. It's not about actual achievement. It's about talking about things. And I think sometimes you got to talk about something to make it happen, but how long do we need to talk about something before we put it into reality? How long do we need to talk about something until we actually act on it? Or how long do we talk about something and get rid of it and drop it and say, okay, well, that was a great idea, but you know what? It's not going to happen. Let's move on. And I think the more people we spend around that just talk about things, the more time we lose our valuable time to create lasting memories, to create those experiences, to live without regret. And just being able to identify those situations in your life is golden because once you identify that kind of stuff, you are able to identify the things that later on you will regret. You're able to step up to the plate and say, hey, I get it. And I know what matters most to me. I know what I want to achieve. I know what society believes that I should have, but I know that that's not really what I want. And it's okay that I want something different because this is my life, not anyone else's. You know, I've always wanted you to live your true, unique life, to live your true life. And that's why I do Live Your True Life Perspectives every day of the week for the last 5.5 years. Have a wonderful evening. Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in 3 shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.